Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Riders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, it's your birthday.
We Happy read birthday. Comics. And we're a mukbang channel now.
Yeah.
We drink chocolate cake shakes from Portillo's.
Small ones.
This is technically small.
If you guys remember from last week, Nathan lost a cake shake
bet. We made a bet with not very strict guidelines. So I made a cake shake bet where
it's a normal bet.
It was a bet. And
the same bet we made that I lost.
How was I supposed to know? Daniel, how was I supposed to know? You lost, I bought you cake shake. I lost, I bought myself a cake shake. These are the same things.
I would have covered the difference if I knew what would happen.
It wasn't a price thing. You just didn't say it has to be extra large. It's the same one that I got. So I got myself a cake shake. Still pretty fucking big for a small.
I thought there was just medium or
anyway,
large.
I'm going to drink it now.
It's good.
It's so sludgy.
Yeah.
Ugh. This is terrible.
Let me get a sip.
All right. It feels like 50-50 cake to shake ratio, which is too high.
It's so good.
Dude, I've been so good working out fucking this week and shit. And this is all going away right now.
It'd go away tomorrow anyway.
Disagree.
Yeah. You're gonna anyway, portion on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. A little bit.
Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Captain Atom.
Captain Atom. For my birthday.
For your birthday.
Because I read this book once.
We got Back Matter Matters and the poll list as well, but we start with the news. And what news you got?
Daniel, you're familiar with Minor Threats.
Yep.
The Patton Oswalt, Jordan Blum universe of superheroes. They are doing a new 4-issue anthology called From the World of Minor Threats, Welcome to Twilight, set to debut in March of 2025. The anthology will feature some of the characters and new ones crafted by creators like Matt Fraction, Michael Allred, Brian Michael Bendis, Gail Simone, and some other people that I haven't heard of.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. So each issue is going to be a different creative team, just kind of highlighting a different character. First one's going to be Matt Fraction with Mike Allred, Patton Oswalt, Jordan Blum, and Nate Picos. And then issue two will be by Brian Michael Bendis, illustrated by Sue Lee. And then number three will be Gail Simone with Gene Ha illustrating. And then issue four is Jerry Duggan, illustrated by Mark Torres. So they're doing a 4-issue anthology. It seems pretty fun.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you're excited to see some Mike Allred on some fucking Minor Threat stuff?
That'd be neat.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Because you basically only see him in like Big Two stuff, you know? And you like the Young Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
There's a new series for Young Avengers coming in 2025.
Nice.
Who's
on the team?
We don't know. But C.B. Sobolski, the rascal... Mm-hmm. He just teased it, and that'll be a thing at some point.
God damn it, C.B. Sobolski.
So that's cool.
They're probably like, yeah, they're going to probably do Young Avengers in the movies.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they wanted to do that.
Did you see what happened at the end of like Agatha?
No, I didn't watch the show yet. Sophie did, though, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah, she watched the whole thing.
Are you going to watch it?
Maybe. Hmm. If I find time. I haven't had much time to watch anything lately, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll start with Agatha. You know?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, but Lynn told me everything that happened.
Was it good?
It's interesting. I'm like, oh.
Okay. All right. Well, what was at the end of that?
So, I guess somehow Agatha was able to bring, like, Wanda's kids back. The ones that she lost.
But for real.
Wiccan. Yeah. Wiccan.
The other one.
But they're, like, growing up now.
How grown up?
Like old enough to be in the Young Avengers, Nathan.
Oh, they're not like fucking 8 anymore?
Yeah, they're like 17.
That's so funny.
They have beards.
That is actually the most comics thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And then I saw like a clip of it or something. And I'm like, okay.
And so, I knew Wiccan was in it, but I didn't know it's like what capacity, really.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it that hard until now. That he's supposed to be dead. So
Wiccan's there, and then like, but like his brother is like missing or something. They gotta find him, or whatever.
Mm.
And so,
what the hell is his name?
Wiccan.
No, the other one.
Sparky.
I don't think that's the one. Wiccan's brother. Do you think
Zippy?
Do you think that comes up? Well, I just pulled up Wiccan's brother and just came up with Wiccan. Tommy?
Close.
Does he not have a superhero name? Weren't they both superheroes?
Wasn't he a fast guy?
Thomas? No, it's Quicksilver. Speed. Oh, yeah, it is.
See, I told you.
Whoa.
You don't listen to me.
I don't listen to you. You're totally right. We could have made another cake shake bet with established guidelines. Might I add. Okay. That's interesting. Daniel, not really news, but I'm excited for it. Next week, Bird King Volume 3 hits the shelves, which means if you're listening to this, it's out right now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. I forgot about that, and that sucks because my comic shop closes on Friday. So
this Friday.
I have to go to fucking Tempe to pick it up, and hopefully they have it. I'll probably call beforehand. You haven't even read the second one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
That's very interesting, Nathan.
Yeah, good news.
You know, that next week is the week of your birthday. Maybe some person might get said or something for you for your birthday. Mm. You really shouldn't buy anything for yourself after Thanksgiving, don't you think?
That's a good point. I will not buy anything for myself, and I won't experience any joy because of you.
Yeah, you have to wait like 3 days.
Fuck me, dude.
In order to get a thing that you probably wouldn't read for another 8 months.
3 days. I guess that's true, yeah.
Because you read that last one like in August.
And it was good. I was excited for the next one.
8 months.
I'm so excited for the next one. I only just got it a year ago. It took me 8 months to read it.
I do know about that one. I'm like, oh, okay. So I should definitely read the last one before that one comes out.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think that's really all the news I had, to be honest.
Then like Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
You like Sergeant Rock?
Where's this going?
Daniel Craig could potentially be Sergeant Rock in the DC universe.
Really? That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what movie?
Sergeant Rock movie.
His own movie?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Probably like...
I could see him showing up randomly like Creature Commandos and he's just voiced by Daniel Craig, but...
Something like that. Or he's in full uniform.
When the hell does Creature Commandos come out?
December 5th, maybe.
Oh, okay. Cool. Nice. I would like to see that. I don't know who I would have cast in that. He's just a sergeant dude. So I think, yeah, Daniel Craig would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I assume you have to be very mean.
Yeah. I'm like, is it?
And he seems pretty nice in most of the things he acts in other than James Bond, I guess. But
yeah.
He's just kind of nothing in James Bond. Is he like super angry all the time? He's just kind of like.
He's just kind of stubborn.
He's like, fuck, man, I got to do this now.
Yeah.
I got to chase this guy.
He's just running with a straight face the entire time. breathing at all.
I got to parkour over a bunch of buildings to get this guy.
And then when he's like risen up women, it's a straight face as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. It's not a smart tactic.
I don't know either.
He just look creepy.
Yeah. At least crack a joke.
Yeah.
That's how we got to get our significant others.
Get their guard down or something, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Nathan.
What?
You picked the book this week.
I sure did.
For your birthday.
For my birthday. And I picked Captain Atom.
You sure did.
I picked this book because I read it a long time ago. And I was like, this is pretty good. And I was looking at the artwork and I was like, this is pretty good. And it's the New 52 Captain Atom. Again, another New 52 book. We're on a roll lately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's by J.T. Krule and Freddie E. Williams.
The second?
The second. Not the first one. And who else? Hold on.
Jose Villarubia on colors.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Lay is the letterer.
Yep. Dan, what did you think of this?
Oh, God, this fucking sucked.
You think it sucks?
I hated this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It wasn't like, okay, so there's good things about it.
Yeah.
But it was just so fucking boring.
I think.
This is like worse than like a bad book.
No, it's not.
It was like boring and you're just like trying to get through it, you know? And like there's nothing like cool about it either. So there's nothing good.
There's cool stuff in here.
There's like maybe one good part.
There's two at least.
Nathan.
Okay, what?
So he's attacked by social media.
No.
As a concept.
This is false.
In a physical form, he's attacked by comments.
He's like, not. Ah. Don't those bad comments that kind of get you down every once in a while? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This definitely did not. On a reread, I appreciate this less. I will say that.
Okay.
But there is good stuff in here where I'm like, that shit's good. You know what I mean? There's some confusing stuff that is probably confusing to you if you didn't continue reading it like I did. Like, maybe two more issues after this.
You continue reading after this?
Yeah.
Like
two issues.
Like this past week or when you first got it?
Like when I was initially reading it.
Ah.
But What distinctly made me like this is that the main character in it, his name is Nathan. That's a plus.
Nathaniel, actually.
Nathaniel, Nathan, you know, semantics.
There's also a part where he's being beat up by medicine.
Yeah, it's cool. Because the medicine's trying to take out the foreign objects, Daniel. And there's not supposed to be any Captain Adams in you.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if you realize that. But no, he was just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like how the big
no,
monster?
No, I don't like anything.
You didn't like anything? You like how the big monster is a big rat?
Like, at first it was a big mutated diner at first, and it said diner on the front. Yeah, so we knew it was a diner.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns into a rat.
How else were we supposed to know it was a diner?
It didn't have to be a diner.
I agree. Did you like the art?
Mostly.
Nice. That's a W. You know, as I was reading this, I was like, a better idea popped in my head, so now I gotta save it for next year.
Oh, a better book idea?
A better book idea.
Oh, God.
So
I'm going to get you for this one.
But at the same time, I knew this one isn't like phenomenal because no one talks about it, right?
You mean like the life and death of Captain Adam?
No, that one sucks.
Okay.
That one actually sucks.
So why has he got like the hair?
You don't like the energy hair?
I don't like the energy hair.
I don't want to see a big bald dude, a big blue bald dude who's naked.
He's just ripping off Firestorm.
No, he's ripping off. Yeah. Okay. I guess a little bit. Wow, he's just kind of ripping off a lot of people.
I just kind of liked when he just had like still hair, you know.
Still hair is fine. Wasn't he bald normally?
I remember just from comics he had like a dad haircut.
I think you're just jealous because he's kind of rocking your hair. Like you've rocked this hair a little bit, but it makes it look
when
better.
When it's on fire,
yeah. When it's on fire and wavy and stuff, that's kind of I think what you're trying to go for a lot of the time.
It seemed like the first couple issues, Captain Adam himself was colored like with like colored pencil almost.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Which is neat. I just thought that was a good decision.
But they kind of drop off on it, don't they?
They do abandon that. And I think I'm kind of more used to like the Justice League Unlimited Captain Adam where he's like silver. You know, rather than this like glowy blue. Because this is just super.
It is interesting that he's silver and on the cover of the book too.
Right.
But which he's is not misleading. This silver or solid. Feeling,
right. He seems more like a ghost,
uh-huh,
or like a Dr. Manhattan thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like J.T. Krull or whatever his name is was like trying to make a Dr. Manhattan. Almost, I know like Manhattan's based off of him, but like it seems like he's trying to write a story of if he was like a good guy kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, but the Dr. Manhattan story is like way better.
Right.
Like just in general. And so when they're trying to explore like people being afraid of him because they're afraid of cancer.
Yeah.
It's like, we've done this before, famously,
right,
in another piece of media with a big blue fucking naked guy. So I agree with that.
Did the inking seem a little weird to you?
So I think I appreciate what they did with the inking because they try to make the world around Captain Adam very like harsh black and white sort of deal. So like the inking is very prominent. And then when it comes to Captain Adam, since he's this like otherworldly figure, he's not inked very harshly at all. And they do like these very light sort of colored pencil kind of feel vibes.
Yeah.
And I think that works because it definitely does like set him apart. But I also kind of like a lot of the heavy inking in here because it feels like this kind of inker. I don't know who inked him or if it was him that just
did it. I think Freddie Williams did the inking too.
Yeah, he's just credited as artist. So yeah, I think he's probably like a really good like noir artist, but it's kind of cool seeing him in this, which I think he does a pretty good job.
Have you ever seen this Dr. Magala dude?
Not outside of this book, no.
Okay, because he when they ink him, he looks very freaky.
He,
you know,
is pretty freaky.
I don't know what he's got going on or whatever.
He's got
but
some
like,
stuff going on. That's all you need to know.
And then there's like a general in this that comes up later.
Yeah.
And he's so heavily inked,
mm-hmm,
that
it's cool.
It's like he's like hiding in the shadows. That's how dark it is.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just odd.
I think it's cool.
Okay, you're just gonna defend this to your dying breath.
No, I think there's definitely some bad parts of it, and I wrote down everything that I thought was bad.
Okay,
but so let's get into it. This cake shake is miserable, by the way.
It's pretty good.
Like I feel like I'm sucking so hard. I'm
so
thirsty.
What is this timer thing? Do you know what that's going on?
Yeah, I'll explain it.
Okay.
It's not very clear in this first trade, but literally the next issue is when they're like, "Here's what the fuck this was." So like throughout the book, there's this like random timer, and it's very confusing because you don't. The format of it goes by day, hour, minute, and then seconds. And then the year is kind of plastered behind it. But because there's a timer over the year of all of those, it's hard to tell what the year is, right? Or what year they're trying to like display.
Yeah.
It's based off the Gregorian calendar and it's used poorly, I think, in this book, because there are moments where he goes back in time, but that's not really said other than in the timer, which just has a bunch of numbers on it. So you don't really pay attention to what it says.
Yeah, I saw when that happened and I was able to piece that together.
Yeah, like I think they were at moments trying to do like a Dr. Manhattan thing where he's like kind of jumping back in time. And they actually do that exact thing in issue 7. Yeah,
it's November 7th.
Yeah, except in literally issue 7, he goes to like where it's zero and then it goes to like day 333 or whatever. And then it goes to like the time when he was first turned into Captain Atom. And so it's more prominent then.
Why do you remember that?
Because I think it pissed me off when I was reading this and I was like, what is that? I didn't even realize what the format of it was, or like if it was counting up because time is moving, or if it was counting down to like a bomb going off or something. I couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. And so it made me like angry. And then when I was reading, like, I think I only went up to like issue 9. I think there's only 12 issues, but I didn't finish it. He's like going back in time and stuff. So it's more prevalent there. They're just teasing it here.
Wait, what is Zero? Is that was when he was created?
Zero? No. He was created in like the hundreds or something. But no, it's the 00. It's based off the Gregorian calendar, which is like 6,000 years ago, which is why the year is like 6,500 something.
Okay. So it's literally just like a timestamp, but a weird one.
But yeah, a weird one. But at time zero, it matters.
And right? What's time zero?
It's like when they first started it, and like the person, there's like a pharaoh dude that's like a character. And it's like a whole thing. But they explain it in the issue after this, which is why I think that it's bad that they have it in here, because it's kind of confusing.
What's that got to do with Captain Atom?
He like goes back in time, has to do a thing, and then there's like a duplicate Captain Atom that gets made that he has to like fight himself.
Mm.
And then for a while, he's just Nathaniel Atom. Like they take away Captain Atom powers and then he gets it back.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
All right.
So
let's just go. Let's move on.
Okay. So it starts with like a little rat and he's like scurrying around for food and there's a blue glow in his eyes, Danone. That's going to be important later. Captain Atom is in Chicago fighting a dude in a mech suit. And when the villain shoots energy at Captain Atom, it just kind of gets absorbed. But with that new boost of energy that he absorbed, Captain Atom realizes that he can change the armor's like molecular structure and essentially disintegrates it. But when he does that, his hand also starts to like phase away.
Because he can see the molecular structure. Like he can see molecules.
I don't know if he could like see it.
Because it zooms in on some molecules.
Yeah, it does zoom in on some molecules. Maybe he can. I don't know. But I think it's more of like a feeling like he's controlling the thing and he's just like kind of ripping it apart.
Okay.
Because if you just take like one atom off, you know, it's like it just turns into hydrogen. And that's how that works. Because hydrogen is just like one proton, an electron, and nucleus. Neutron.
If you do that with any element?
Yeah, you just strip it away to like its most basic, it's hydrogen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think that's the idea here. But when he does that, he starts to like lose control of his own structure. But look at this first page where you see Captain Atom, dude. Tell me that's not fucking cool.
It's pretty good.
It's good. Got a drawing. Good pose. You know, everything's kind of cool.
Biceps are a little generous, but
he's got a big bicep, one big bicep. And I think there's also like pretty good expression in his face, like kind of throughout this whole thing. But Captain Atom goes to the Continuum Lab, which is in Kansas, and he's kind of discussing this weird ability with Dr. Magala, who thinks that his atoms are splitting and rejoining because of the energy that he absorbed. And he just has to like focus on keeping that together. And Dr. Magala warns that overusing his powers could lead to him just like completely dissipating if he absorbs too much. But as this is kind of explained, there's like a volcano that pops up in New York. And so he's like, shit, I gotta go deal with that. And so you mentioned it earlier, but the inking on Dr. Magala, very strange. And it's like, why is he so freaked out?
Yeah.
Seemingly. He becomes kind of a villain like later on. So I think
that's bad. They're like, ooh, let's like hint at it.
And it's like the most fucking scared looking person, or like the most ominously inked person. So
yeah,
I think they do that, you know, kind of well. It's just, I kind of just like the style too, because it's kind of crazy. It's not like a whole lot of very defined, I guess, brush strokes necessarily. So I think it's kind of cool. One thing I do like about Captain Atom's design choice is when he's like flying away, his like logo makes a like a little like flight trail, which is kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
So I like that. And his energy hair.
It kind of reminds me of like the Nova logo, the Nova Corps.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that. So on his way to go stop the volcano, he has to absorb some energy from a nuclear power plant that's having a meltdown. And so he deals with that. And then he goes to the volcano and transforms the magma into snow. And then he dives into the volcano and absorbs the energy there. But Captain Atom starts like disintegrating and then he blacks out. And then the same rat from the beginning of the book also turns into some weird like fleshy monster. So there's something going on there. Sweet last page. This one where he's like kind of, you know, coming apart almost.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's pretty good.
He looks like kind of metallic.
Yeah. And he's like sucking up all the volcano energy. I don't know why the volcano pops up randomly. That's never really explained. So it's kind of an interesting comic book thing that he has to go do. But yeah, a bit strange.
So, you know, one of the first strikes was like, oh, he uses his powers and it's killing him. And I'm like, oh, what a creative plot.
People could still do that well, though. Jason Aaron Thor does it very well with like Jane Foster. She has cancer and every time she turned into Thor, it like resets her cancer treatment. Pretty good.
Yeah, sure. Like that's a creative way to do that. This one is not really like a reason necessarily. It just starts happening, mm-hmm. You know, unless they get to that at some point.
Not that I remember. Yeah, it is a little inconsistent, I will say.
Has he always been able to like change stuff?
No, this is like the first time that they, to my knowledge, introduced that kind of thing.
What was he before? Just like a powerful guy?
Absorbs energy, blasts energy out of his hands kind of deal. Mm. And then if he does too much, he's a big bomb. Everybody just kind of uses him to be a big bomb. Which yeah. I think kind of undermines what he can be. Because, like, do you remember the Justice League Unlimited cartoon?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool in that.
Yeah.
And so, like, when everybody just uses him, it's like, oh, no, Captain Man's going to explode and the whole fucking thing's, whole world's going to die. It's like, yeah, it's cool, I guess, but.
After this first issue.
I've always thought there was more there.
After this first issue, I'm like, oh, he's dead. That sucks. Issue two.
Was it? I think everyone's like that, yeah. So it's the aftermath of people seeing Captain Atom diving into a volcano to stabilize it, but he never gets out. So he's just kind of assumed dead. And then Captain Atom reassembles himself away from the scene, but now he can hear radio signals and like text communication.
And comments.
And comments of things. And it's too much for him, Daniel. And
he needs to block out the noise.
Okay, and I need you to understand something. I'm like a year into reading comics and I see this fucking page and I'm like, this is the wildest shit I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Because sure. It is good. How do you even make that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's definitely
so many colors.
A lot that goes into making this work for sure.
Very overstimulating. So I'm like, wow, this is comics right here. Mm-hmm. And I do think it still goes pretty hard, but he just like runs away from it. You know, he goes back to the Continuum Lab where Dr. Magala puts him in some super fluid tank thing to drown out the noise.
That's kind of weird. Like,
because you can't hear anything.
They couldn't think of anything. Like, what do we need? Put him in super fluid, you know?
Yeah, super fluid is kind of funny.
Just throw super over he's in.
Thank God he had a tank, a spherical tank of super fluid ready to go.
Yeah.
At this lab. What work do they even do at this lab, you know?
It seems like they just wait for him to pull up so they can do some tests.
And they're like, what do you need? Yeah. But Dr. Magala explains to Renita Carter, who's like a lab scientist there, and tells her that Captain Atom's origin, it's like his fault. Because Dr. Magala had like an experiment to have a pilot go into this like interdimensional spacecraft thing, and it went wrong. And he got Fantastic Four'd into the Captain Atom pretty much. That's mm-hmm. like the origin. And so it's kind of like Dr. Magala's fault.
So his name's Nathaniel Atom.
Yeah, A-D-A-M.
But not spelled the same. Correct. It's a little on the nose. Because I think they came up with Captain Atom. Like,
what about like Edward Nygma? You know?
Oh, like Enigma.
Yeah. That's all around comics. You can't be picky about that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That seems a little bit, I had to think about that. I'm like, what's wrong with Nygma?
You've never known that?
I never thought of it. You know? If you were to test me and ask me like what the Riddler's real name is, I wouldn't come up with that.
Okay.
Just because it's not close.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, he's lucky that he got manipulated in a way to where he could still use his last name.
Yeah. Are you like always looking at his crotch?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, where's the dick at? Where's the big blue dick?
I'm like, does he just not have a dick, or can he just like, can he come up with one?
Yeah. Cause he almost lays one on her on, what's her name?
On Renita.
Yeah. I'm like, where do you think this is going to go?
Yeah. Where does like, what's the end game here?
Yeah.
Like, does he get horny?
Do you think he was buff before he became Captain Atom?
I think so. Cause he's supposed to be like a pilot, you know, a pretty good pilot. And I know you just sit there when you're a pilot.
Tom Cruise is a pilot.
And he looks pretty good.
For 60, yeah, but I
want to look good when I'm that age.
I think you have to be kind of small to be a pilot.
Doesn't mean he can't be ripped.
This dude's jacked, though.
He is pretty fucking jacked.
Can he even fit in a plane?
He doesn't need to. Like... He flies around now by himself. Maybe he runs around a lot, like Tom Cruise. He's always running in every movie. Have you seen that like compilation of just Tom Cruise running in all the Mission Impossible movies?
Probably.
He's booking it in those.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Captain Atom is just suddenly able to control the multimedia communication, which brings him to a hospital with a kid named Mikey who has a brain tumor. So he's like, I got to help this kid.
And he goes invisible.
He turns himself invisible. This is a new one, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. But Daniel, look at this pose when he's flying out. He's so majestic, don't you think?
Yeah, what's happening there? Is this more social media?
I think the stuff around him is social media, but he's able to like control it now. So he looks more majestic in like his body pose when he's like kind of flying out.
And so when he goes to this kid, he gets real close and then he spits out like a little version of himself.
He does. Does he spit himself out or does he shrink down?
I think he spits out a little version of himself. And then that he goes in his brain.
He goes in the kid's head so that he can defeat the tumor. He says, I don't know what a tumor looks like, but I'm going to help him. There's a doctor that's also injecting him with like an agent that's supposed to attack the tumor.
Straight into his head,
which I don't think you do.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if that's how that works.
I think chemo is normally just like in an IV bag and you kind of like get that injected and the blood eventually gets, or like the chemotherapy gets to your tumor eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it's Captain Atom is an invisible outside force, the medicine is attacking him because they're like, oh, this must be the tumor. But it's not. So he starts getting attacked by medicine. He's fighting it off. And he does like a big energy blast. It takes out the tumor and it immediately cures the child. And everybody in the hospital room thinks it's just remarkable medicine. And this is fine and kind of a cool idea. But how the fuck did you know you weren't going to murder this kid doing a big energy blast inside of his head?
Yeah. And you don't even know what a tumor looks like.
He doesn't know what a tumor looks like. So he doesn't even know if he killed this kid, really.
And then it's funny because like the kid knows Captain Atom did it.
Yeah.
As if he could like see him.
Well, he was like, he somehow communicated asking for Captain Atom, which I don't know why you do him specifically.
No. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you're a kid and I like live in the DC universe and I'm going to ask a superhero for help. Maybe he's just gone down the list. He's like, maybe Superman will help me. And then, you know, or like the Flash, maybe will help me.
I guess when it comes to all the characters who could probably do something, Captain Atom is pretty high on the
list. He's one of the good ones.
But
or like the Atom.
You'd think that he would just be in hospitals and just taking out these like...
all the tumors.
The kid tumors.
Every tumor. Apparently he has a blast that only takes out tumors, which is great. So
yeah, he could do it part-time.
Yeah. Well, okay, to be fair, he does kind of run around and just helps people at some point in this trade. Like someone's overdosing on drugs and he goes in them and kicks out the drugs or kicks out the pills.
I do not remember that.
I'll point it out to you. But that's kind of dumb because of the pill. If the pill hasn't dissolved, then it's like she's not overdosing yet. So I don't know what you kicked out of her system. Anyway, so that happens. It's remarkable. And then we also just kind of see the rat thing, the fleshy rat monster turn into a dog. And he's also able to like mimic people, which never comes back, you know? The fact that he's able to like mimic a person.
Well, it seems like... because
he like takes this dude's face and he's like talking, but that doesn't happen again, which is, I think, a flaw.
Because the mutant thing is absorbing more.
Yeah.
So maybe like the rat like got close to the dog and started absorbing the dog, you know, and then it ends up getting this dude.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. So like when it comes into contact with like bigger things.
It's not mimicking anything. Yeah, okay, it's just like keeps absorbing more.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, issue 3. So Captain Atom uses this new ability of going invisible and going into people's bodies without their permission to save a bunch of random people. Just kind of in a city. We see it happen Here's the drug one where this girl's like kind of laying down. There's pills next to her, and then the pills flow out of her body.
Oh, right, right.
But then again, what do you? I mean, maybe she's just falling asleep.
Maybe
those pills haven't dissolved yet, so they haven't done anything to her system. But anyway, eventually brings him to Libya, where there's like a war breaking out, and he's able to apparently like manipulate time enough to talk to the Flash, who's also there and doing stuff really fast. But they're able to like talk to each other at normal speed relative to them.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing here?
He's like, whoa, hey.
While he's like stopping bullets from being fired.
I like that he's collecting them. He's like putting them in his hand.
Yeah. Pretty solid Flash design.
I know. It's really good, actually. I would like to see this in just like a regular Flash book, because I always like a Flash where there's just like a bunch of lightning and shit around him, you know?
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them. I also don't like an over-designed Flash costume.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Mm-hmm. So, Daniel, I think also one of the things that attracted me to this book is just seeing him fly around and contemplate life. I think I like that aspect of this.
He's trying to figure out where the fuck Libya is.
Yeah.
He's like,
fuck, Google Maps really breaks this shit down a lot easier.
Yeah. Be like, I'm close to the satellites. Why isn't like Google Maps working better?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you where Libya is.
I could get probably within like 10,000 miles, you know?
That's like the whole Earth.
Yeah.
So anyway, Flash questions the stability of Captain Atom from like a radiation standpoint. And they're kind of just like talking to each other, and they're both aiding freedom fighters in Libya. Captain Atom transforms the molecules in a tank to hydrogen and oxygen, so it just kind of like dissipates. And then Captain Atom feels an explosion of a nuclear warhead kind of off in the distance. So he goes, he absorbs the energy of it while the Flash kind of saves people in a perimeter. But during him doing this, the clock sort of goes backwards 2 seconds, saving the people that were vaporized from the blast. So this is the only time where it really makes sense, like what he's doing as he's absorbing energy. You see the clock go back in time like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like during this part. But here's what.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
Yeah. So he's like absorbing it. There's so much energy. And like that guy that was disintegrated like a second ago is fine now. But it's only clear on this page that he's doing this. It happens at other times in this book where he goes back like 9 days. But if he's absorbing like an entire nuclear blast and he's going back 2 seconds, how is he able to go back in time like 9 days from like basically nothing?
Yeah, no clue.
So it just like,
I feel like time travel is just like a bit too much to add to this dude.
Kind of agree. But I think they really just wanted Dr. Manhattan. Like, I think that's what they were like.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like forcing him to do it. I don't even know.
Maybe.
I mean, that's maybe a big jump for me to claim.
Was New 52 like a Dan DiDio idea?
Yeah.
I could see him being like,
yeah,
just do that.
This might have been around the time when the Watchmen movie came out too. So it was probably pretty hot.
3 years after, I think.
Yeah.
Or
wait, Watchmen came out 3 years after?
2007, I think. So 5 years after, yeah.
The Watchmen movie was first or New 52?
Movie.
Okay, yeah. So they were probably like, Dr. Manhattan, people love him. We got the original.
The movie flopped, but don't worry about that.
Oh, people still love him.
There's a great piece of dialogue where they're talking about the Libyan soldiers or whoever's here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Flash is like, they all need a big timeout. And then Captain Adam's like, totally, send them to their rooms. And I'm like, God.
I don't even remember that. I think I tuned that out of my mind, actually. I don't even know.
I wrote it down because it upset me. And I'm like, this is the action dialogue that we get.
Yep. What about this page, though? They know the double page spread where he's done absorbing it. Pretty cool.
Good page.
No dick. Still. Although, you're right. I think they did kind of bail on the colored pencil sort of effect. Because that's definitely not...
Not quite yet.
It seems like...
I think like the second half.
It seems like more brushstroke. I mean, there's definitely, yeah, later in the trade, it just seems like really harsh sort of blues. But he's still... Yeah,
it's not what I expected, but like I see what they're doing and mm-hmm. I think it works.
I think it still works because everybody else is so heavily inked still. So the fact that he's
like...
And then
like it just kind of adds like a kind of a unique contrast to mm-hmm. a book that can be kind of bright, you know?
Yeah. So he saves those people. We see that weird monster now kind of taking the form of a human, just kind of running around. And then Captain Atom goes back to the lab. He talks to Renita. But then they're confronted by General Eiling, who wants to talk to Captain Atom. And I like the design of these like armored radiation suits.
Yeah.
But what I think is funny is that it looks like the guns shoot radiation due to their radiation symbol on them. And I don't think that would really be that effective against Captain Atom. Like, what are you going to shoot with more energy? Like, they seem pretty knowledgeable about the fact that he might leak radiation. So why would you just shoot more into him?
It should have like it should be crossed out.
Yeah, I know,
like
exactly.
Anti-radiation
and
gun.
I'm like, this is such a clear, like, inconsistency.
Like, you want to charge this guy up? Yeah.
Yeah, unless those are guns for sucking radiation out of something, then, like, I don't understand what we're doing here.
They really just look like some water guns.
They do.
You know, some super soakers or whatever.
The suits are super over-designed, too, but it's kind of fun.
Do we even see these again?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
They're kind of just in the background. But they never attack him with these, so we don't really know what they do. Issue 4.
Why are his pants, like, barely there? Hold on the last one. The pants just kind of look weird for some reason.
I think that's the effect of, like, a super bright light. Because, like, you can't see anything, like, or you can't see very well. But they also needed to, like, it is funny because they couldn't commit to doing that over the entire page because he needed to recognize who this guy was or at least see what he looks like. I don't know if this is, like, a normal character. But, yeah, his legs are weird because the effect is, like, the brightness is, like, obscuring your vision, but then just the top half of his body is completely able to be seen. So they didn't go all in on this effect.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening.
So issue 4, we see that weird monster, you know, walking around as a dude, and he eats a cop. So something's definitely brewing there. But Captain Atom is on an Air Force base. He's kind of reminiscing about his time as a pilot, and the general wants Captain Atom to fall in line and work for the government, but Atom kind of disagrees with him and he tries to leave, but then the general bombards him with like fluctuating energy. So it's like energy going in and energy coming out, which is supposed to like stall him because he has to focus on keeping his shape or whatever, but he just like leaves anyway. And then they try to airstrike him, and then Atom just turns the jets into a bunch of feathers.
That was like a stretch. I'm like making it from one element to another makes sense, but to like
this feather is a big jump to like make feathers.
Yeah, you know,
that's a lot of atoms.
I'm like, what are you, God or something? Like,
we can turn water to wine.
It seems like something like God would do. Just like, woof.
Yeah. No, I think the effect of just like deconstructing things works better. Like, makes more sense. Like, it does. None of this makes sense, but yeah, making that jump from like tearing off a couple of molecules to like making feathers is definitely strange. Like, what else? He could just make anything then. And he does, I guess, a little bit later.
Turn to sand or something.
But then like, what's the limit here? So I agree. I think
like,
this part
of it. What's like the molecular structure of a feather?
What makes more sense if he's like able to like EMP, like take the energy out of like the fucking jets and then they just can't pilot them anymore.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah.
There's some like U.S. military bars in this issue.
Okay.
Where he's like, General Eiling is talking about making him like a weapon, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't say that like outright. And he's like, World War II didn't end because of the second bomb. It ended because of the third bomb that we never dropped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, duh.
I mean, it is true. It's just like pretty cool that it's cool that he thinks about it that way. And he's like, bitch, we just need a bunch of bombs.
He's like, that's why there hasn't been another world war.
I'm like, he's true. he's spitting facts here.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So
I don't really like this design after he gets out of this like energy quarantine. Because it looks like his head's all fucked. And he looks like
Angstrom Levy.
Yeah, dude, he does. Yeah. Looks like he's got big fucking brain.
It's very
head.
Yucky.
It is. And then it's just like, I don't know if that's supposed to be him like kind of losing his form. And it just like starts at the head. But yeah, it's just very upsetting.
Very big brain, dude.
So Atom goes back to the lab. He talks about feeling alienated or whatever with Renita. And when Renita touches Adam's face to go give him a little smooch, her hand gets like super burned. And then elsewhere in Washington, our flesh monster has taken over an entire diner. And he made the entire diner all goopy and stuff. So yeah, when he goes back to the lab, the time goes from day 260 to 251. So his interaction with this energy fluctuation thing that he was in makes him go back in time according to this timer. But that raises questions because why is that so drastic, like more than like a nuclear bomb? Because a nuclear bomb he absorbed and only goes back a couple seconds. But also, does that mean that like none of this that like just happened
did
never
none of this
happened?
Book happen?
No. I think if it went back 9 days, like most of what has happened up to this point has happened. But it goes back 9 days, and so I'm like, was that interaction with the general, did that never happen now?
I guess not.
So it's just like, but it's like, it's not very clear. Like, you'd think if you go back in time 9 days, that's a
general,
pretty big deal.
The general comes back.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and so it's like,
I assume he's been pursuing Captain Atom for some time, so that would still make sense. But Captain Atom's never like, holy like, shit, the, did I go like, back in time? Because he's got back in time.
There's actually no point.
He goes back in time a couple times, but not a significant enough of an amount of time for him to like talk about it. But if you go back in time 9 days, you'd probably think like, this is pretty fucking weird. And like, you think that Captain Atom himself would be like, why did I just go back in time? What's going on here? But it's never mentioned. So it's very strange.
Yeah.
And that's issue four. So issue five, Captain Atom is walking around. He's feeling sad about hurting Renita. And he worries that he can't control his powers, kind of.
He feels destructive.
He feels, yeah. I just love this page. I was looking at that when he said, he feels destructive.
Yeah. This was like...
this is the best part.
They draw it, and then it's like, oh, his head needs to be bigger, you know? So it fits the whole page.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, whatever.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever, it fades. I really like this page where he's looking down into a lake, but you don't know that he's looking down into a lake until a random turtle comes out of the lake. You know what I mean? He's like looking at his reflection in the water, but then a turtle breaks it up. I think it's kind of a cool page.
Yeah, it's like a rock music video where he like looks at himself, his reflection in the water, and then splashes it away. You know,
or like he throws a rock at it and like all the ripples. So he's like kind of sad about hurting Renita, but he's like, I'm gonna go see Renita anyway, and so he goes back to the lab, and he's confronted by this guy named Dr. Alexander. I guess he just likes Renita. I don't even know if they're dating.
Yeah.
And he just yells at Captain Atom for being unstable. Do you like a big Captain Atom?
Yeah, ideal.
Pretty cool. I mean,
that just looked like...
it's just Dr. Manhattan.
Watchmen.
Ideas stuff. Kind of. But, you know, still pretty cool. So the general guy traces Captain Atom's signature, but incorrectly, because it leads him to Washington, where that like big flesh monster is. So Captain Atom goes there to check it out, and he finds the diner and decides not to harm it until he discovers that the creature has eaten a bunch of like people. And so Atom hits it with like a big blast to try and like take it out, but it makes the creature grow bigger, and then he ends up consuming Captain Atom. And that's how this issue ends. But you are right.
Did he consume him, or did he like eat him?
He like eats him. Yeah. Not like consuming him. Yeah. But he's inside of this big creature now. It is funny that he's like this big flesh monster, and it still says diner.
Yeah, and it's like, it says diner like in flesh.
In flesh.
It's not like the sign, the neon sign is like on his forehead or something.
Yeah. It kind of looks like the door to the diner is just like his mouth.
Yeah.
I think the design of it's pretty weird.
I think the extra tendrils everywhere look really good.
Yeah. Pretty meaty.
These bricks, good bricks.
Bricks. Oh, on the wall, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he uses like the negative space for the bricks, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And so
this is where they start to like kind of bail on a sort of lighter Captain Atom. You know what I mean? He's like colored differently when he's fighting this flesh monster.
Maybe it's because he's angry.
I mean, maybe he does get powered up when he's angry, yeah.
Yeah, it almost seems like more like marker. Then colored pencil.
Yeah. So I think they kind of just bailed on that idea. I do like this page though, where he does a big blast and most of the page is like white.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's really bright, but it's actually just like a white page.
Do you remember Animal Man, the New 52, mm-hmm. where like the enemy was like these big fleshy monsters?
Yeah.
Like, it seems to be like a common theme with like, New 52.
Yeah. They just like big fleshy.
I'm sure it's not connected, but like,
mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird.
Seems like at that time they didn't really know how to make like a very compelling villain, so they're like, let's just make a big weird goopy monster.
Yeah, let's make it like they created their own villain. Yeah. You know, but it's not even like a villain, it's just like a throwaway kaiju thing.
Yeah, just a goopy dude.
Because I don't know anything. I didn't learn much about Captain Atom other than he had like a lot of powers in New 52, you know.
Yeah,
that I'm pretty sure didn't stick.
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember to like the life and death of Captain Atom. And I think they bailed on a lot of that.
Dude, do you remember the Captain Atom in Kingdom Come? Like his design?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so sick. Let me look it up.
It's okay. Let me drink some more of this patented cake shake. I would not have been able to finish an extra large.
Because you're a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what he looks like on the covers. If you swipe, I think you'll be able to see some panels.
He's got a lot of like stripes on his chest.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of lines.
Look at his action figure.
Doesn't look as cool in an action figure.
It doesn't. But on the page, yeah, pretty cool.
When it's like the Alex Ross shininess, you know?
Alex Ross makes anybody look good, though.
I just thought it was really cool.
No, it is cool. I don't know if I like this design better, but it is an interesting take.
I like it more than this one with the fire hair.
Are you?
Dude, he looks like fucking Hades from...
Good hair.
From Hercules?
Yeah, blue guy with good hair. Mm. What's so wrong with that? All right, issue 6.
Oh, dude, he doesn't even have like... I just found like a old one. I don't know what this is from. But he had like blue boots and red gloves and normal hair.
Actually, I kind of like that more.
That's way fucking cooler.
That's way better, I think, yeah. And he was gray in that one.
Yeah, like the metallic or whatever. He just kind of looks like...
Like steel.
Colossus, you know?
Yeah. But that also, at the same time, doesn't really give the effect of like... This is like an energy guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I can understand both interpretations.
It's like, if you know, you know kind of thing.
Yeah. So issue 6, since the creature is made of the same energy as Captain Atom, Adam's able to like feel through like some sort of connection that they both share. And he starts to realize that this is just like a scared little rat that was also originally part of Dr. Magala's experiments.
We're on 6 now?
Yeah, we're on, issue 6.
These are pretty good covers.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like a different artist who does the covers,
mm-hmm.
but they look pretty solid.
Yeah, I agree. Especially like, it's hard to make a bust work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
But that's like interesting enough.
Yeah, this one's cool.
It's not relating to anything that's happening in the story, but.
No, it is, because like this is like the rat monster thing.
Why is it blue?
Because he's like a part of Captain Atom. They're like one and the same, if you think about it.
All right.
So, yeah, this big monster he figures out is just a big rat.
Well, because it turns into a big rat.
It does turn into big rat to really, like...
Be like, oh, no!
He does, like, yeah. Because it hasn't been a rat since it stopped being a rat.
It's basically so just turned into, like, Rampage.
So why does it turn back into rat after he's a diner? It is a little absurd.
But, I don't know.
So the general starts to send, like, some planes after the creature.
Did you see this double-page spread?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's really good, don't you think?
I was like swiping like through panels at this point.
Oh, and so you're just looking at him. I think they did that again with when he has a connection with the kid with the brain tumor. There's another page composition similar to this, which I think is pretty good.
So he's just reusing.
He's connecting. It's called a theme.
Mm.
But the general sends planes after the creature trying to bomb it. They do bomb it, but he just like absorbs the energy. And so Captain Atom stops them from powering it up even more by teleporting the pilots back to the general.
Yeah, what was funny is like big rat monster thing, right? Mm-hmm. Military comes in with jets and he's like, stop, don't shoot. I'm like, who wouldn't fucking shoot at that? You know,
your natural instinct would be to shoot at that thing.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
Thing needs to be shot.
It looks like it's not made of energy. So you'd think, you know, flesh does not, you know, hold up very well against missiles. You know, paper beats rock, you know what I mean?
Do you think it like absorbs the kinetic energy like bullets?
No, I think
it's just nuclear.
I guess technically it would be, but like the energy that comes from like an explosion is what it absorbs.
Yeah, you know? So fucking shoot it with bullets, you know.
You think you're gonna take down an entire flesh diner with bullets?
No.
you use a missile.
Yeah.
But Daniel,
it's a small town. They're all absorbed. I think they're all dead.
When is Captain Atom able to teleport other things away? Because he teleports these pilots back.
Oh, is this his first teleport?
This is his first teleport.
Hold on.
This is a new power he's like just figured out.
Oh my God.
Because the pilots, he like disables the planes and the pilots, they do like the ejection, like parachute thing. And so they're in the air and then he just like teleports them away back to General Eiling. And I'm like, how did you know you could do that? How do you know you're not going to kill these men by completely like phasing out their bodies.
Oh yeah, because they're like glowing blue.
Yeah,
afterwards.
They're glowing blue because they're coming back in.
I thought so. How I saw it was like it was almost like a Green Lantern construct thing, but without the string, you know.
Yeah,
and so I thought he just grabbed him with energy and dragged him over because you know, he's right next to Eiling when he drops him.
It could be that. But my interpretation was like he just teleported them out.
Because it does look like a little flash, like you turn the TV off kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that seems more like teleporting.
It could be both. I won't. Because he never does this again.
Because taking all of their pretty atoms helpful. And then just like moving them to somewhere else seems sketchy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like normal teleportation, how that could go wrong.
I don't think you're like the same person.
Yeah, dude.
You're just a thing with all the same thoughts as the person.
You're just a bunch of parts somewhere else.
If teleportation is a thing that ever exists in our lifetime, I'm never doing that. Because I don't think that like it would be me on the other side. You know? It freaks me out. I've thought about this.
It's someone else.
Someone else with my thoughts running around. Like to you, it would be me. But to me, I'm dead.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Like teleportation is just like you dying and being reincarnated over and over.
Yeah. And like, what if it slightly goes wrong? You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like a third eye.
My arm's just in my face.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I never liked to think about people like teleporting like into like walls and shit. You know?
That seems you just immediately suffocate or die or whatever.
Like when the boys, when like season 4 or whatever, where like Huey's dad would like phase into like people, you know?
Yeah, that's freaky.
Very freaky.
I don't like
freaky body horror.
So anyway, the general gives Captain Atom 5 minutes to fix this whole situation before he bombs both of them. And so Captain Atom flies into the creature and he does like a really big power up to stop. He like recognizes.
He sucks him off, Nathan.
He sucks him off. No, he like stops his molecules from reforming because he recognizes that this rat's molecules are just like rapidly deconstructing and reconstructing. So he just stops the second part of that process. And
it's
the
like
whole
muscles.
Thing, yeah, exactly. So he just stops the second part of that and the whole thing just like dissipates, I guess.
I thought he was just sucking the energy out of him.
No, because he doesn't like suck anything.
You don't see it, but
maybe he did suck the rat, but no, but it like kills this rat. And I think what's really funny is that the beginning pages of this issue, it depicts this rat as like this like scared thing, doesn't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then he just kills him.
It's just a rat though.
You're not saving this rat, you know.
Does he save the people? Not really, right?
Yeah, or not the people that were already eaten, no.
Which is like the entire town, because the town was like empty when he got there.
The people that went into the diner, at least some of the town.
I think it ultimately sucked up the whole town.
Yeah. So then it'd be even more funny if you saved just the rat, but not the people that he consumed.
You know, I saw a typo. Do you want to see it? Or yeah. You want to hear it? Hold on, I got to find the page.
Because I think I recognize one too. I can't remember though.
It was like Captain Adams, like captions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, not when Eiling calling is the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I read that like 3 times. I'm like, I'm reading this correctly.
Really wrong.
It's written wrong.
That is a good representation of this book. So Atom goes back to the lab and with the help of Dr. Magala, they reconstruct Renita's burnt hand and she's all good now. And then the time jumps to like a few weeks later. Captain Atom's been just kind of flying around and helping people with his like new powers. And he's like pretty satisfied with that. And so it's a nice little happy ending. But then the book ends with a jump to 20 years later. And we see the Earth has exploded with the time back down to like 4 days.
So does that mean that's like the fourth day of that year?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not like it's in the past.
No, not in the past.
Okay. That's a cool page. It's probably the best page.
The Earth exploding?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty good. But I think this is really like the best indication of like this timer like means something, you know? Because before it was like, I don't know why you formatted it.
So they have
like
the timer, right?
Yeah.
But they also have
the years like behind the timer.
They also have a caption that says 20 years later. So we even need the timer.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, you're right. We didn't actually even need it.
Because if that wasn't there and I'm like, all right, what's this timer? How's that different from the last one? Oh, uh-huh. A couple years have passed.
Yeah. And that's the book. So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
We got some early design sketches by Freddie Williams, which is pretty cool. Some pencils of his, which are just like the line work.
Kind of weird that he just doesn't have toes, you know, because he's like naked essentially. He just has like these feet.
Yeah, what happened to his feet? I've never thought about this.
Yeah,
it's you're the like, feet guy though, so yeah, you would
know. I always look at the feet. I just can't help it. I look at the dick and the feet, sometimes the buns if there's a good shot.
Yeah, like are those supposed to be shoes?
Yeah, like, it's like he doesn't have toes.
No.
He doesn't have good balance.
Neither. Wow, that upsets me.
He just has extended feet. So it's like he goes to someone's
house.
But
he doesn't have a dick either. So is he like wearing some sort of like energy suit technically?
So if he can change other things like molecular structure, can he just like make himself have a dick?
He could like make himself have a hog.
Choose the size?
Yeah. He got.
So he could have toes if he wanted them.
That'd be funny if just one panel he had toes.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Let me try this out.
If there is like a, like one of the issues starts out where he's just like chilling, you know, and like, yeah, how you know he's relaxing is he's got his dogs out, you know,
but he's like chilling at the lab.
His hair is distinguished or extinguished.
Yeah.
And then
he's bald again.
He's got his toes. Yeah.
That'd be so funny. If I ever wrote Captain Atom, I would write some sort of explanation of why his toes aren't
out. So is he kind of like Plastic Man in a way where he just like would shift himself to whatever he wants?
He could do that if he wanted to.
He's at home. He like changes his body into like a hoodie, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He lets it out.
That'd be kind of cool. But then
he
it's
lets
like,
himself go.
What are the limits of that? You know, it's like, that's why I don't really.
So that's why it does. I don't know if it matters if he was like a big, strong guy before or if he just like portrays himself as having muscles.
Oh, he gives himself muscles?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I do a lot of push-ups.
I mean, I would, you know?
I would too.
I'd be like Sam Sulek, you know?
Well, like, he can't make love to anybody, I don't think. So it's like, you might as well.
He tried.
You know, he did try and he burnt their fucking hand. But he fixed it.
Yeah, he'll learn from that.
Yeah. Anyway, we got some.
Hold on.
Some style notes.
All right, go ahead.
About the logo. And then we see some color tests by Freddie Williams. And then work in progress sketches. So we got some good back matter here. Oh, and then we see the pencils for that really crazy page where there's a bunch of like multimedia stuff being shown.
Yeah, that was a busy page.
And it's like, how does he even go about coloring that kind of thing? You know?
The last time he had his own book. Oh, it was like the Kingdom Come design. It was like a Wildstorm thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Captain Atom was in Wildstorm?
I guess so. Mm. It's called Captain Atom Armageddon from 2005.
Mm, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and then it was mostly like an 80s kind of thing. Anyway.
Were you just looking up like other
Yeah, I was just like, what else is... Because like, I'm open... I like him as like a character and like the idea is cool. And I just... You'd think that with a character like that, they'd have maybe...
More definitive...
Yeah, maybe...
Representation.
As many runs as like a Green Arrow or something, you know? But... I don't know. Just odd. He's like mostly just in those like team books or whatever.
Yeah.
To be like a
to be like the
powerhouse
big
or to be a bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a surface level, if you read this book, you're like, okay, he's getting these new powers, but what does he normally do?
Yeah.
So it is a little strange. I think they were just trying to really, you know, do whatever with him. I don't think they really care that much about Black or Captain Atom. And so maybe they're just like, do whatever you want, I guess. And then maybe J.T. Krull realizes that the character is like a bit stale maybe to him. And so he's just like, let me give him all these new things that he can do. Let me have him teleport one time.
Do you think the characters with like the most powers would have like the most opportunity for stuff?
Yeah.
Especially with one like of Superman. Like that scale of like power, you know?
Yeah.
Like I can't think of like another character that's as powerful that's just like not explored as much. Maybe they were in like the older
Sentry
stuff, but all right, valid. You got me there.
When was the last time I saw a Sentry in anything, you know?
There's a Jeff Lemire book.
Yeah.
Miniseries.
That was one.
Is that? Yeah, I guess he had a newer run though.
More recently?
Yeah, the Sentry. Hmm. Jason Liu, the writer.
Oh.
Luigi Zagaria on art.
That's cool.
It looks like there's almost like a Sentry core. Like a family kind of thing.
That's a bad idea.
You think so?
I like just the one guy. And he pops up every once in a while.
Oh, the Sentry is dead. Who will be the new Sentry?
Ooh, probably one of his family. All right, Daniel, what would you rate this book?
I would rate this like some raw Brussels sprouts that were like in a thing that you got. Like the only time I've run into raw Brussels sprouts was in this like bowl. I think it was like a teriyaki chicken bowl type thing at the Chop Shop. And Brussels sprouts really suck when they're raw because they're super crunchy and hard. And you have to either like bake them or saute them or something or fry them for them to be tolerable. Like, sure, I'll eat them because I'm like, I think they're good for you or whatever.
You think this book is good for you?
No, I mean, you got to do it. I'm not going to just be the guy who just puts it off to the side. I'm not like a picky eater.
Yeah, but sure.
I'll eat things I don't like because maybe I just need to have it more often to get used to it. You know, maybe it's a normal thing that people eat.
That's fair.
But yeah, not my favorite way to have it prepared. I know there's better ways to have it out there.
Gotcha.
And so
you're saying there's potential in there.
Yeah.
But what you consumed.
It's better as like an appetizer where it's fried and it's got some sauce on it, you know?
I'd give this a cake shake.
And you give it a cake shake?
Yeah.
That's a high praise.
I don't think so. Because I'm not having a cake shake every week, you know?
True.
But not because it's like, I think it's good. Like when you have like a little taste, it's like, oh, that's pretty tasty. But if you have all of it, it's like, there's too much going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's not as good as you remember it
Absolutely
being.
Absolutely not. No. I was reading this and I was like, what have I done? But that was also at the same time, like, this would be kind of funny to watch Daniel hate this because I know he will.
Yeah, dude. I was consuming this like at very little bites at a time. Like I didn't read like a whole issue in a single day, you know. I'd read like a couple pages, I'm like, all right, enough of that. You know, it felt like studying almost.
That's valid. Well, I'm almost done with the cake shake.
All right,
we're getting through it, but let's go into the pull list. Colin,
shove in your box
the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Was the shop open today?
It sure was.
Did it have all the stuff that you've been missing?
Nope.
They didn't have...
I still haven't gotten Absolute Superman. I don't know what happened there.
Yikes.
But I did get a bunch of stuff today. So I picked up Absolute Batman number 2.
Okay.
Batman 154. World's Finest number 33. Green Lantern 17. Plastic Man No More number 3. And then Saga 70. Transformers 14. And JSA 1 from Jeff Lemire. They did not have Justice League with Mark Waid and Dan Mora.
Oh, Unlimited?
I think that came out today.
Yeah.
And I'm very disappointed that it wasn't there.
Did they have Absolute Wonder Woman number 2?
Nope. I would have picked that up.
So they didn't have like this week's books?
I don't think so.
Did they have TMNT 4?
Nope.
Okay.
Gotta pick that up.
I'm getting those three.
You should pick up an extra copy of those.
With Justice League. Yeah, if you want me to.
Thank you.
And then I'm also getting Frankenstein number 4.
Cool.
What did you read?
Well, I also picked up two trades. Because the shop is closing and they had everything at 50% off.
Whoa.
So I got all of those and two trades for $32.
Pretty good.
Yeah, really good. One of them is the Catwoman, Trail of the Catwoman, the like DC Essentials book.
The Brubaker and the...
Brubaker, Darwin Cook one.
So was it like $5?
It was $5.
That's fucking sick.
For like 9 issues of Darwin Cook art.
That's dope.
9 oversized issues, I think. But yeah, really good deal. And then I picked up what will be your Christmas present that we do on the pod.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yeah. So I picked up something weird that nobody wanted.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But do you think I would like it?
I think so. It was a thing that I've been interested in, and I like... As it was coming out a couple years ago, I was like, I should check that out.
Okay.
It's got a long name, and you know I love those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indie
book, yeah.
Nice. Perfect. Sounds good. I'm excited. I already know I'm getting for you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just waiting to like Black Friday to
smart
get all the gifts and whatnot.
Makes sense.
What'd you read, Nathan?
I read Terminator number 2.
Yeah.
From Declan Shalvey and Danny O'Sullivan, I think. It was the only thing I read this week. Only thing I had time for. It was a hot mess.
Was it?
It was so disappointing.
Oh, no.
And I don't even know what happened. Like, and both in the story and like why it felt so weird. Like it was like the most bizarrely choppy book I think I've ever read. Because there's like a Terminator running around in Vietnam and he just like randomly gets into fights.
Like that, during the war?
Like during the war, yeah. It's like America's like leaving Vietnam and there's a dude and I think he's a Terminator because he's shown as a Terminator in the beginning of the book, but then I think there's like a time jump, but I don't really know. But anyway, there's like fight scenes where he's like getting shot at by some dudes. And then, like, the next page, he punches a tank over. But there's no setup of, like, a tank showing up. Because you'd think that would be something you want to, like, set up. But no, like, he's just getting shot a bunch. And then literally the next page turn, he punches a tank over. And I'm like, where did that tank come from? You know, you don't set that up at all. And, like, there's, like, a bunch of things like that where things happen. And he talks to people. And there's not, like, good setups for big moments or transitions out of big moments. And I was like, just so confused the whole time.
Yeah.
And it didn't even follow what happened in the first book, which was like an elderly couple that was trying to get away from a Terminator that's been trying to like find them.
I think I asked you if it was like an anthology book. Is it?
I don't know. I don't know now.
Huh.
I don't know what this is.
Because you said that the first one.
It fucking rules.
Didn't it set up something?
I thought it did.
Huh.
But then I open up issue two and it sets up a part one. It says, like, you know, whatever the title of the arc is, part one. And so I'm like, was the first one just like he just had a good idea for a Terminator book and now he's just continuing on with the Terminator book? I don't really know.
That's bizarre.
So I'll be, if I see issue three,
flip through it
maybe.
Yeah.
If it's the same guy, I'm staying far away from it.
Wow.
Which is a bummer. Yeah, it's a big bummer because I was like, sweet, I'll get into some Terminator. That sounds cool. But no, I didn't like this one very much at all.
Yeah.
What'd you read?
I read The Moon is Following Us, number two.
Nice.
Good book.
Very good book.
A lot of
explanation.
A lot of backtracking from the first one, explaining a lot, which I thought was good. Again, the mom is drawn super thick.
Dude, and so thick.
Like the covers, like Sarah saw the cover. I'm like, it's not nothing weird.
No smut.
But every angle, I was like, whoa. But
yeah, I was like, damn, keep me in the present.
Yeah. So yeah, good stuff. Read Frankenstein number three, which is good. I like that book a lot. I'm a little confused about like the ending of this one. But
of this issue?
Yeah. And this one also is like, do I know the story of Frankenstein? Like the OG one, you know? Because I think this is what is like kind of, it's riffing off of that in a way.
See, Daniel, Frankenstein is the doctor.
Frankenstein's monster?
Yeah.
You know? And it's got something to do with like the parts that Frankenstein's made of, you know? And these memories that he like kind of carries over to like this new life that he has.
So he's getting like memories from like his arm?
I don't know about his arm, but he does like have like some memories like prior to like being created, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, like residual like memories, probably from the brain that he has or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's super interesting. I look forward to finishing that.
That's cool.
And then I read TMNT number three.
Cool. I'm not there yet.
You didn't read two either, huh?
I was about to. And then I was like, let me check out Terminator.
This one's kind of a funny issue. I don't think it's meant to be funny, but it's like.
Who did the art on this one?
This one's Cliff Chang.
Ooh, how's he do?
He does really well. He does really good. He's like probably the second best TMNT artist so far in the series.
Out of three?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some shots where I'm like, that looks a little odd. But
so far, Joelle Jones takes it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She kills it. Did you know that they have like the ongoing artists like announced?
Who was it again?
Ferreira?
Juan Ferreira.
Juan Ferreira, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I think he'll do good.
I saw that he's on like a lot of stuff, you know, like some Detective Comics and like some Batman, I think.
Yeah, I think kind of a simpler sort of style, if I'm remembering it right.
Yeah, that could be cool. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to seeing how just kind of the normal one. I guess they are kind of just like the normal run. It doesn't feel like a bunch of one shots. Like they're all like connected and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a cool way of starting a series like this.
Was this also like a just like a third turtle? Is this like Donatello now, or
this is Leonardo?
Leonardo.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, yeah, I like that they're starting like that.
Yeah. Did you know that Derek Robertson is on like number 5?
No.
Yeah, he does like the Casey Jones issue.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm like, oh, this is gonna fucking rule.
I'm like, I wonder what I was trying to think, like, what do his turtles look like? Probably like weird and scary.
Yeah, there might not even be any turtles in it, honestly. But
yeah. That's cool. I like his stuff.
Yeah. Did you watch anything?
I watched a movie.
Half a movie.
Because we stopped watching it.
Was it bad?
Yeah, we watched the first half of Megalopolis.
Why? Dude, I saw a post on Twitter where someone cut out all the funny parts and then just so that no one would actually watch the movie. Like all the parts that you should watch because they're funny or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
Was that on?
I went over for Friendsgiving. We were like, let's watch a movie. And we're like, let's watch this like Megalopolis. I heard it was really bad. Teehee. Oh my God. That movie's so confusing and so weird. And it looks like Spy Kids most of the time.
Yeah.
Like the CG of it's so Spy Kids. And I get what he's like going for.
I think it's supposed to be like.
I get the metaphor.
It's like a metaphor, like a retelling of like the fall of Rome kind of thing. Which I don't know that story, but
no, that's very clear because it's like they make everything feel very Roman. The intro to the town is like it's New Rome, like that's what it's called. Mm. The main character, Adam Driver, his name is Caesar, so it's not like it's not hidden necessarily.
Gotcha.
But there's so much that is just weird. I can't even like recount. Like Shia LaBeouf's character is very strange. Like, the plot of the movie seems like it changes a lot. It's not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And people just act weird. And the editing of it is so strange because you'll be, like, mid-conversation and it cuts away to a different scene. And you're like, wait, that was an interesting question they just asked. And then they just, like, cut away from it. Or, like, they'll be talking and then Adam Driver will just be, like, staring at them for, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
While, like, he's, like, putting on or taking off his jacket or something. It's bizarre.
Did you know that like in theaters there is like a moment where he's like Adam Driver's like getting interviewed and then there'd be like a person hired to like go stand in front of the screen
and ask like, a question?
Yeah, they'd like mouth the question, but it was just Jason Schwartzman's character asking something, but he'd be like looking down as if it was like
like they had something recorded.
Yeah, that's in the movie. But there'd be a physical person
in the theater
that'd walk up to the screen.
Weird.
And pretend like he was like asking Adam Driver a question.
Mm.
And when I heard that, I'm like, no way. But apparently it's like a real thing.
I don't know if we even got there, to be honest.
Probably not.
We had, so we were like planning on getting drunk and watching a dumb movie.
Okay.
And we were like, I hear it's just so bad. And so we had a safe word. And if we heard the safe word 3 times, we stopped watching the movie. And we watched Shrek 2 instead, and that's what ended up happening. So
what was the safe word?
The last time we did this, we watched Saltburn.
Ooh, good movie.
And most people, it's very divisive in our friend group because most people hate it. The girls love it. They love a freaky, you know, Barry Keoghan, or like they like Jacob Elordi. And so we were like, half the room is like, that was terrible. Like me and Sophie were like, that was just absurd and like not even very satisfying.
Sure.
Of like a movie, everyone else loves it. So we were like, safe word will be Saltburn. If we want to just bail out of this movie, we made it like literally exactly halfway through. It was like 1 hour and 8 minutes in, and there's like 1 hour and 8 minutes left.
Yikes.
And so I'm like, I make the joke, I'm like, next time we all get together, let's watch the second half of that movie. But yeah, it's just so bizarrely terrible. It feels like a student film that was rushed with the biggest actors.
Yeah.
Like Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, Adam Driver, like Shia LaBeouf, so many people. Giancarlo Esposito, like so many people.
Because when that director like tells you that he wants you in like their movie, like that's just a guy you say yes to, you know?
Yeah. What's funny is like I think everyone thought they were making some heat as well. They thought they were making something incredible.
Like, I don't know what this is, but
because I can understand,
I trust the vision.
I can understand conceptually, like, this could be really interesting, but Man, it was so weird.
Yeah.
Also, Adam Driver has like powers like stop time for some reason.
Hmm. Okay.
So, pretty fun. Do I recommend? No. Not even ironically.
I watched the first episode of Dune Prophecy.
Oh, yeah.
It's out on Max. I didn't finish the first episode just because, like, I went to go do something else. But not because, like, I didn't like it, you know?
Mm.
It's like, pretty good. I think they, like, they just had to do a couple tweaks in editing to make it just look like Dune Part 2. Yeah. But they just, like, didn't do that. You know, because I felt like the trailers looked like the movies.
Yeah.
But this one felt like a little cheap, you know? And when it's like all these like fake settings and stuff like that and fake sets, it just kind of felt a little like Inhumans in a way.
I never saw that. But
yeah, it's just like,
just off a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not a real place, you know?
Okay. Because it's supposed to be the origin of like the Bene Gesserit, right?
Not necessarily, yeah, kind of, yeah, yeah, it is, and then just kind of how they build up,
mm-hmm.
and it's, I guess it's as confusing as, like, reading, like, any Dune stuff, just that's because fair. I'm like, who are they, and there's only a couple, like, recognizable names and whatnot.
Yeah, because it's, like, in the past, right?
It's, like, 10,000 years before
yeah, Dune. So, like, a couple generations before Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, a couple.
A couple thousand.
And so, I'm sure it's good. I haven't like gotten any like second opinions on it or anything like that. So I'm like, maybe this is good stuff.
Okay, nice.
And I believe in like the idea enough. And so I'll probably keep with that if I remember. But Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
We have something coming out, right? Or is it going to be Christmas?
No, we got one more before that. Do you want to do a Sonic book?
I kind of really want to do a Sonic book, yeah.
You do? Okay, cool. That'd be funny. Cool, just checking. Yeah, because...
Does he have a lot?
He's got a couple, I think. But there is, like, one that's currently ongoing that I think would be, like, a decent place to start.
Wow, there's so much Sonic.
There is quite a bit of Sonic. Who? What is the run I'm thinking of?
Is it this Ian Flynn one?
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog, the IDW collection?
So this run has 77 issues so far.
Holy shit. It's still going?
Yeah. So actually, there's 74 that are out.
Right.
But they're still coming out with it. So IDW's been cranking these out.
Do they have regular trades or do they just have these like collections?
Yeah, they have regular trades and it's in Comixology Unlimited.
Ones that aren't these like IDW collection? Because I think those are like the hardcovers.
Yeah. It's called Fallout.
Sonic Fallout.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Volume 1, Fallout.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. That looks good, I think.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we got Sonic 3 coming out, dude.
The reading age is 7 to 10 years. So, actually, we're outside the limit of this. they're really capturing a three-year gap market.
That's probably the target audience, for sure.
Yeah. Did you know Shadow has a fucking gun?
Yeah.
Why does he need a gun? That's kind of cool, though.
I don't know. He can, like, teleport.
I guess it's...
He's
teleport?
Yeah, he's like Captain Atom, dude. Whoa. Or maybe he's moving so fast that it seems like he's teleporting.
Dude, what if Captain Atom was just carrying a gun around?
On top of everything, just like...
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's kind of like when Green Lantern just had a gun.
And then I saw, like, a clip or, like, a trailer for, like, a new game. And he had, like, these, like, Venom wings that come out or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
And I saw like Donny Cates like Sonic. Like subtweet it with like a raised eye,
like Venom.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's, all right,
fucking yeah. Sonic.
Hell yeah!
People love this shit, man.
Dude,
I never get it, but maybe now I will.
Yeah, you just,
I mean, I like the games. You enough, don't know, but people love like the shows.
Gonna dive
actually,
in.
Dude.
I might watch a second.
I'll talk about it next.
The second movie,
but there's like a random Sonic meme I just keep seeing, and it's like maybe the funniest. One of the funniest videos I've ever seen on the internet. So I'll show it next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching.
I finished my cake shake. I would not have been able to do that if it was extra large.
Wow.
But maybe you should have stipulated that.
I put in work last time.
But you're not the one talking about the book.
I was physically feeling
it. I feel it too. I don't feel good right now. There's a part of me that aches that I cannot even identify to you. I think my appendix just burst.
Your appendix?
My appendix.
Oh, you don't need that.
Yeah, true.
The link tree in the bio, like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that. Email in. Do you like Captain Atom? Is there a better run that we should...
Yeah, did read? I really miss the mark here with Captain Atom runs?
Yeah.
I've only read this one and then the next one, which kind of sucks to me. Yeah. If that's a good one, let us know. I don't know.
Let us know.
I'll reread it. I'll reread anything.
TradeRaidersPod@gmail.com. And we'll talk at you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Nathan. Yeah.